312-981-7200. Justin Kaufman with you till 11 o'clock tonight. Ryan Burrows, you heard in Vic's newscast, talking about what's happening in the Iowa caucuses. Some early reports, especially coming out of Cedar Rapids, have Pete Buttigieg leading in the first round of the caucusing there. Like I said, there's so much that goes into it. I don't even know if that's a thing. There is such a thing as a leader when it comes to the Iowa caucuses. We'll figure out who's at the end standing. So maybe we'll just hold off as some of the votes start to come in. And you know what we'll do instead? Talk about the Chicago accent.
Yes.
The Chicago accent has been made famous by super fans, but there's much more to our local dialect than bears and bulls. It's nuanced, and according to region, ethnicity, and gender. 312-981-7200 is our phone number, and I give that to you because it's time for the return of the Chicago Accent Challenge. It's simple. We get contestants on the line, and the best accent wins a prize. But that's not all. The winner gets the opportunity to play in the Chicago Accent Tournament, which will take place later this year for a bigger grand prize. So if you've been told you have the best Chicago accent on the block, or use phrases like drag it through the garden or over by deer at least once a week, you got a good chance to win some stuff. You call up, we interview you, we read a couple of things and some other fun stuff, and boom, your night is made. How do we know this? Because my next guest, I read his book. Ted McClellan is back. He is the author of How to Speak Midwestern, and he's also a writer at Chicago Magazine. Ted, good to see you.
Good to see you. So is it still going to be $333?
We'll find that out later.
Yeah, you know, we may bump it up to $3,000.
It's going to be a tree in it. That's what counts.
All right. Okay.
Before we start, and there's some people already on the line.
Sure.
The idea of the Chicago accent. Give us the 101 on this. This comes from, the whole book is about the dialect, where this comes from.
Yeah, well, you know, originally, and the Chicago accent, the ancestral home of the Chicago accent is actually in Western New York. So if you go to Buffalo, if you go to Rochester, Syracuse, people there talk very similar to people in Chicago. And it makes sense. It's a pattern of settlement. People got on a ship in Buffalo, came across the Great Lakes, they settled in Chicago. That's where the very first Chicagoans came from. And, you know, it's sort of built with layers of immigration and settlement. The whole these, them, and those thing, that is an immigrant innovation because, you know, English is one of the few languages with the TH sound. Hmm. So, you know, you came over here and you couldn't make that sound. So you said this and that and these and those. And it kind of got passed down through
That's
the
awesome.
Generations.
The style for a Chicago accent, like you just said, the dems and does, but what are the vocabulary?
Well, the vocabulary or the vowel sounds?
The vowel sounds.
Well, you know, we talk about there's a phenomenon called the Northern Cities vowel shift that's taking place. And, you know, we're in sort of the same dialect group as Buffalo, Cleveland, Detroit, Milwaukee. So it's this sound where the A is sort of back in the throat. So you talk about, you know, you'll say, you know, sand or can. And then, you know, the O moves into that space that was vacated. And so then you'll say, you know, box. You know, say, give me a can of pop.
That's so Midwestern.
There you go.
Now, you could sell the difference.
All my life.
All life. You could tell the difference between Wisconsin,
sure.
Iowa. We're talking about
Iowa,
the caucuses,
Minnesota.
They all sort of follow the same lineage, but once you get to certain spots, they all sound different.
Yeah. Well, you know, I got to say, you know, I'm kind of pulling for Amy Klobuchar tonight because she knows what duck, duck, gray duck is, and she has a hot dish recipe. So she's the candidate who speaks Midwestern.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And you were mentioning in Iowa played a big role in your book as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was actually, you know, when I was researching this 4 years ago, I was in Iowa at the time of the caucuses. So I came, I learned some phrases like Kaibo. It's an Iowa term for Porter John. It's an acronym for keep your bowels open. and then there's the famous thing to eat in Iowa is the loose meat sandwich. Have you ever had one of those?
No, I have not had one, but
it's a made right. It's a dry, crumbly beef sandwich.
Okay.
Invented in Muscatine. And I think that Tom Arnold used to have a loose meat sandwich restaurant.
There you go. Some tidbits from Iowa and how to speak Midwestern book. Ted McClellan is here. All right, so why don't we do this? Before we take our first break, let's get our first contestant in. Ladies and gentlemen.
We got to talk about this this debate on how we pronounce the name of our
great
city by the lake. Because I looked at the dictionary. They gave four acceptable pronunciations. There's Chicago. There's Chicago.
Chicago.
There's Chicago.
Chicago.
And Chicago. So We're going to find out.
We're going to find out how you say
the dailies say Chicago, which should settle it, but we're going
right.
to see.
That's right. All right, 312-981-7200. We got some specific questions for you, and let's start with Tom. Tom, welcome to the Chicago Accent Challenge. How are you?
Hey, what's happening, guys?
We're doing well. We're excited for you, Tom. All right, so I got a couple of questions.
Yeah, see what I can do.
All right, we got a couple of things. First of all, where'd you grow up?
I'm Belvedere, Illinois.
Beverly, did you say?
Belvedere.
Oh, Belvedere. Yeah, there you go. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
About 40 miles west.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Or as near Rockford, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or as they say in Chicago, what parish are you from?
Yeah, boom.
All right. Okay, you ready? You ready, Tom? We'll get right into this. All right, here's your first question. Welcome to Portillo's. May I take your order?
Yeah, give me a big beef, double dipped. Big beef, double dipped.
Tom's got an appetite.
Any fries or Coke or anything like that?
I'll take a fries and some Cokes.
Okay.
All right, okay. All right, that's the first question. And Ted is writing all this stuff down. He's going crazy. He's got his pencil, everything.
All right,
here we go. Number two. How do you get over by Maz?
How do I get over by Maz? By car.
What's the how do you get over
there? Give us directions.
I'm going 90 West. I work in Chicago, so I drive 90 West all the way home.
90 West all the way home? All right.
All right.
All right, and the fine thing, this will be the third thing. Let's do this one. Okay. What's the name of the tallest building in Chicago?
It's the Trump Tower now.
No, it's not.
No.
What do you mean it's not?
It's still...
What's the tallest one?
Well, it's always been the tallest building.
Well, yeah. I got you.
Yeah.
I was going to say, what's the... accents is fat guy in a little coat. You can't go wrong with that guy.
That's absolutely.
What is the Willis Tower?
Yeah, and the only answer we would have taken on that, Tom, is Sears.
Yeah.
Because it's called...
I hear that.
All right, Tom, thanks for playing. That's great.
Sears would have been the best.
Yep.
Sears Tower.
All right, Tom sets us off. 312-981-7200 is the phone number.
What was he talking about? The fat man in the little coat?
He's talking about Chris Farley.
Oh, yeah.
Because Chris Farley was the...
But, you know, he's from Madison.
Yeah, he doesn't necessarily have a Chicago accent,
but
he plays it. He's in the Superfans sketch.
Yeah, he was Todd O'Connor.
Yeah. Ted McClellan is here. He's the author of How to Speak Midwestern. We're doing the Chicago Accent Challenge tonight. 312-981-7200. We'll take our break here. Get in line. You can win a prize tonight with the best Chicago accent, so stay with us.
All right.
Justin Kaufman with you, and it is the Chicago Accent Challenge tonight on 720 WGN, bringing back the best Chicago accents. If you have the best one tonight, you answer the questions that we have planned for you, you can win a prize. 312-981-7200. I say that so vaguely because I don't know what's actually on the prize list, but... But that's all.
They can win a copy of my book.
There you go. There you go. Ted will give it away. Yeah. All right. 312-981-7200. I want to get into it because we got some people on the line. Question came in from the texter, which is, I know, right up your alley. 708 says, why does my Midwestern family say Warsh for Wash?
Where are they from? Because that's more of a downstate thing. Mm. That's what you call the Midland accent. So that's you hear that in... Central Ohio, Indiana, Illinois. You know, I heard Bob Knight endorsing Trump a few years ago. And he said you're going to be as good as George Washington if you do that. I guess Governor Edgar used to say Washington too. So
it's maybe a downstate.
It's a downstate thing.
All right, that's interesting. So where does the lineation? We get in the Chicago area around the Great Lakes. Is that the idea that you're getting more of Chicago?
You know, I lived in Decatur. People down there would say Warsh. Peoria, they'll definitely say Warsh. You know, older people in St. Louis will say it. My stepmom, she's from Granite City. She says, you know, we're going to do the Warsh. So,
All right, let's get to some calls. We got them lined up. 312-981-7200. We heard from our first guy was Tom.
Yeah,
and I think he's beatable.
Yeah,
he didn't get the easy stuff.
Yeah, because he's from Belvedere.
And you need a couple of it's not just about the accent. It's also you have the accent used in Chicago vernacular.
It's the attitude.
There we go. The attitude. Yeah. Let's go to Jill. Jill, welcome to the Chicago Accent Challenge. How are you tonight?
Good. How are you?
Good. So where are you from?
I grew up in Schaumburg, and I live in Plainfield.
All right. There you go. Schaumburg,
yeah.
You got it there. Okay. All right. And do people tell you have a Chicago accent?
when I was younger, I think they did. I don't know. I think now that I'm, you know, more in Plainfield, more in the south kind of ish suburb, not right. so much.
Uh-huh. As a friend of mine says, I don't have an accent.
Yeah.
People in Jersey right. have an accent.
Yeah. Right. Well, that's part
right, right.
a big part of being Midwestern is thinking that you don't have an accent.
Right. That's true.
Everybody else has an accent.
All right. Jill, you ready to play?
Yep.
All right. So here we go. I'll give you the same questions here, and we can get varied up towards the second or third one. But let's go for the first one. Welcome to Portillo's. May I take your order?
Hi. I'd like a cheeseburger with a large fry and a pop.
Okay, that's good. Pop, good work on the pop.
Yeah, there you go. That's a point for you.
That's
I'm,
a point
I'm
for
that
you.
Down.
All right, I'll ask the same question I asked Tom. How do you get over by Maz?
I take 55 into the city.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
You would have gotten extra points for saying the Stevenson.
All right.
I just learned that like a couple weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Okay. Okay. I'll give you,
yeah,
I'll give
I've
you
always a, been numbers.
No, that's, I like the numbers. All right. I'll get Jill. I'm going to give you a couple of trivia questions here.
Okay.
Are you ready for this one?
Yeah.
All right. Where I just lose it. Okay. Give me the last name of the Chicago royal family. First names are Bill, John, Joel, and Brian Doyle.
Oh, those.
So I'm giving you the, what am I giving
give me,
you?
Give me the last name of that family. Bill, John, Joel, and Brian Doyle.
Jeez, I don't know. My first thought was Daly.
Right.
Yeah, that was my first thought, too.
Well, that's how they get, that's the trick of the question.
Yeah, these people are actually from Wilmette. Let's have that, make that clear.
Oh, I'm the worst.
All right, it's the, it's the Murray family. Bill
yeah.
Murray, Joel Murray, and Brian Doyle Murray.
Thanks. Okay, I got you.
All right, good. And what do you put on your pizza?
I do like sausage, green pepper, and onion.
All right, sausage.
There you go. Yeah. All right, Jill, good job. Thanks for playing. Hold the line. Jill, that was a nice job by Jill.
Yeah.
She came out the box. She seemed on the, she got the
she
pop.
She said pop, yeah.
All right, 312-981-7200. Let's do Dwayne. Dwayne, welcome to the Chicago Accent Challenge. How are you, man?
Great. Thank you for taking my call.
All right. Where are you from?
I'm from Harvard, Illinois.
Oh, yeah. Right. I love Harvard. Milk days. All right.
Big milk day, yep.
Yep. All right.
College so, called Matilda.
That's
are,
right.
Justin, are you from McHenry County?
I'm from McHenry County. All I grew right, up in Wonder you. Lake, Illinois, right?
All right.
All right. So do people tell you, Dwayne, that you have an accent?
No, I've never heard that I have. It's funny you said you're from Wonder Lake because that's where I live.
Hey, how about okay. it? I love it. Dwayne.
Born in Harvard, and I moved all the way up to Wonder Lake, long ways away.
Where are you, on the east or west side?
I'm on the west side, right yeah. across the street from the lake.
Yeah, right on. That's great. I grew up on the east side, but the
yeah.
west side, I know the west side well. So,
okay.
Well,
yeah.
All right, let's get into it, Dwayne. Let me ask you a couple of questions, and then we'll get you off the line here. So why don't I
okay.
start with the ones I gave Jill and Tom, which is, welcome to Portillo's. May I take your order?
I need a large beef, a fry, and a pop.
Yeah, there okay. you go.
Got he's the got pop. He's got
all,
it.
All three.
It's good. All right, Dwayne, I'll ask the second question. How do you get over by Maz?
I take the back roads from Wonder Lake over towards Woodstock.
Yeah? What are those roads?
Those roads are, what is that, Greenwood Road over to get on 120 there and then over into Woodstock.
That was great. That was perfect. And we gave us some good stuff there, the over. And there's a, you know, there's a over there to there,
yeah,
like that
yeah.
kind of stuff is great. Okay. I'll ask this question. What did the Blues Brothers hate more than anything?
What did the Blues Brothers hate more than anything?
Yeah. They tried to run them over on the bridge.
Oh, jeez. Let's okay. say something like the Goonies.
No, it wasn't the Goonies.
All right. All right. You ready to go? We'll give you one more, okay?
All right.
Name a famous local dentist.
Ooh.
Famous local dentist.
Not dentist.
Dennis.
His first name is Dennis. D-E-N-N-I-S.
Oh, there's a couple.
There's three answers
oh,
that you could
a
give
couple,
us.
There's a couple tree.
There's a couple tree.
I'm just going to go with, I'm a sports fan. I'm going to say Dennis Savard.
No, that's good.
Oh,
that would
yeah.
be a fourth. Good job, Dwayne.
Yeah.
I'll take that. We would have taken Farina, Franz, or DeYoung.
Oh, right.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Yeah. There you go.
Three of those guys. Dwayne, thanks for playing. Thanks for playing.
Right.
That's great. 312-981-7200. Okay, that's great. Yeah, I made him do all the back roads.
What about Rodman? Can we
yeah, and Rodman too. Yeah. And it doesn't beat Farina.
No.
Yeah.
Or France.
Yeah.
They're
right.
Native.
All right. Let's go to John. John, welcome to the Chicago Accent Challenge.
Thank you.
All right. So where do you live?
I live in Park Ridge.
All right, John. Do people say you have a Chicago accent?
They do. I actually went to college in Southern California, and everybody talked about my accent when I was in college.
Okay, all right. All right, I'll ask you a couple questions here.
You're at home here.
Yeah, this is it. Here we go. You ready for this? John,
yes.
Welcome to Portillo's. May I take your order?
I'd like a hot dog with everything, a large fry, and a large Diet Coke.
All right, there you go. Let me ask you, John, how do you get over by Maz?
Take Harlem to Belmont, make a left on Belmont, go down to Mason, make a left, and down a couple blocks, and there you are.
That's great. Okay. All right. I like this. We're doing well. Okay. My third is name the starting pitchers for the 1983 White Sox.
Well, let's see. We had Lamar Hoyt.
Yeah, there you go. If you can get the three, I'm with you.
Yeah. And we got to get a fourth question for him.
I'm a White Sox fan. I can only remember Lamar Hoyt and... I'll help you out.
Richard Dotson
was
number two. And then you
Dotson,
Floyd Bannister was in that rotation as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What was the original name of the band that became famous for songs like Saturday in the Park and 25 to 6 or 6 to 4? The original name.
Chicago Transit Authority.
There you go. Points for John. Thank you. John, good job. Good job. Thanks for calling in. There you go. John did well.
Yeah, he got that O sound, Belmont.
He does. I like John. I like that.
I'm.
All right. We got a lot of people. Let's go to Tom. Tom, welcome to the Chicago Accent Challenge.
Hey, Justin. Thanks for taking the call.
All right. Where are you from, Tom?
Northside, near Foster and Damon.
Okay, so the question that we should ask for Chicago is, what's the parish?
Oh, St. Gregory's Parish. It's a Catholic place on Palina in Bryn Mawr.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right, okay. Do people say you got a Chicago accent, John?
Yes, yeah, they do.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I'll ask you the same questions. We'll get into this. I'll start with the Portillo's question. Welcome to Portillo's. May I take your order?
Yeah, just give me a large beef, cut it in half. Sweet peppers on the side, and a small fry, and just some cold water to drink.
Yeah, see, he really knows how he wants his beef.
That's good. The cold water to drink. Cold water. All right, I'm writing that down so I can remember you, Tom. That was good. All right.
Okay.
How you get over by Maz?
Where are you coming from?
Well, where are you coming from?
I'm not going. You're the one that's going.
That's good.
All right.
Go from your place. From your place.
All right. Take whatever you want to get to Foster. Go east on Foster.
Okay.
And a block past Damon, you come to Winchester, make a left,
mm-hmm.
and you go three blocks to Somerdale.
Oh, that's on the corner. You're really close to Ma.
Oh, that's great. Okay. And I'll ask you one trivia question here. Let's see here. Hold on.
Make it easy.
All right.
Well, what about what do the Blues Brothers hate more than anything?
What's that?
What do the Blues Brothers hate more than anything?
Ooh, God. Running out of cigarettes?
Well, who do they try to run over on the bridge?
Oh, jeez. You know, I don't know.
All right, I'll give you another Blues Brother question that's easier. Right. In the Blues Brothers, who were Jake and Elwood on a mission from?
Mission from God.
Yeah. We got one more question. How do you pronounce the name of our city by the lake?
Oh, Justin, you mispronounce it sometimes. You're kind of in between Chicago and Chicago, but it's Chicago.
There
Chicago.
You go.
I
yes.
love it. Yes.
Yes.
Tom, good job.
Right.
And calling it out, too. I love it. 312-981-7200. The lines are lit up tonight. 312-981-7200. Ted McClellan is here. How to Speak Midwestern. It's the Chicago Accent Challenge Season 2. We'll take a break. Come back.
All right, Tom.
Stay with us. Justin Kaufman with you. 720 WGN. I'm Justin. And Ted McClellan is here. How to Speak Midwestern is the name of the book. And it is the Chicago Accent Challenge. We are having people call up. The best Chicago accent is going to get you a prize and get you entered into the grand prize tournament, which is live stage show. It's like, think about the movie Bloodsport, but for accents.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. And we did it on stage last year, which was such a hoot. Actually put up on Facebook the...
We had Alderman Spizzato, who has the best accent in Chicago as a judge, although he insists he can't hear it.
He says he can't hear it. It was a lot of fun, and thanks to everyone who participated in that, and for Jimbo, who won the whole thing.
Yeah.
312-981-7200. This is a brand new season, though.
Jimbo, we have to say he's an electrician from Beverly, so that's hard to beat.
That's hard to beat. But that was season one.
Yeah.
This is season two. It's a whole new ball game, and we're ready for the second half of the Chicago Accent Challenge. All right, let's start with Jeff. Jeff, standing by. Jeff, welcome to the Chicago Accent Challenge.
Well, I hope this is the right Jeff, but here I am.
Hi, Jeff.
This is the right Jeff. Jeff, where are you from?
Hi, I'm in Fox Lake.
All right.
Okay.
Right on. All right, so Fox Lake, and do people think you have a Chicago accent?
No, the thing that I wanted to share was in the South, you know, I grew up in Northbrook, here in Chicagoland area, and I moved, it just took me down to Georgia. There are Southern Belles in Georgia Peaches. A Southern Belle would be like Gone with the Wind.
Right, right.
And a Georgia Peach would be what were those guys that they rode around in their Confederate cars?
Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
Like the Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah. All right. We're going to move on from Jeff because I don't know where he's going on that.
Yeah,
but
he's talking about Southern accents.
Yeah. I think that's what he was going for. But we're going to move on because we got
a radio station in Atlanta.
I've got too many people who want to play here, so we're going to move on. Let's go to Rich. Rich is standing by. Rich, welcome to Chicago Accent Challenge.
Hey. How's it going, Justin?
It's going good. So let me ask, where are you from?
I was born in Chicago. Right. I was raised in Chicago. I went to school in Champaign, Illinois, but other than that, I lived my whole life on the north side, St. Hilary's Parish,
okay.
And I currently live on the corner of Pulaski and Elston.
Oh, man, that was a lot of information. I like that. I like that. Whenever you can get Pulaski into the Chicago Accent Challenge, we'll take it, right?
He's a Chicago guy. he's saying it's Chicago. Tom was Chicago.
Yeah.
We're
Chicago, Chicago. Potato, potato.
I love it. All right, I got a couple questions for you, Rich. Let's get to it. Welcome to Portillo's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. You got to get the big beef, sweet on the side, and a large fry, and I drink water. But, I used to work for Coca-Cola, and I used to go down to Atlanta, and they used to make fun of the way I talk.
That's not fun. That's not good.
All the Georgia peaches would be
all
fun.
The Georgia peaches, right.
Oh, man, I'm like, I don't have an accent. You call it an accent.
All right, I'll ask Rich, a longtime Chicagoan, how do you get over by Ma's?
She lives up in Lincolnwood, so I just go straight up Pulaski to Devon Avenue. Cut over to McCormick, hang a Louie, and you're right there.
Right.
There's nothing more Chicago. There's nothing more Chicago than
that. Turn into Crawford up there?
It's Crawford and Skokie, but I cut over on Devon right when it changes.
Good.
So you skipped
all right. All right, I'm going to give you one, and you have to be points, and you will be disqualified for bad language. Okay, so you got to. I trust you on this one, Rich. Okay, so let's say you go to a Blackhawks
I'm Rich
game. Right. You ready? You go to a Blackhawks game, and someone's sitting in your seats. In your best Chicago accent, please resolve this situation.
Hey, buddy, I paid $200 for this ticket. I'm not about to. You can move down, but you're getting out of my seat.
There you go.
All right, good. And I'll give you the same question we gave everyone. What do the Blues Brothers hate more than anything?
Nazis.
Yay!
What kind of Nazis?
Oh, man. Illinois Nazis.
Yes. Yes.
Rich, great work.
Geographic opponent.
There you go. Rich with the good work there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rich, a formidable opponent there to Tom.
All right, we got to do, what do you call someone who cuts you off in traffic?
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
We want to make it clear. We got to make it clear, right? We got to make it safe for radio. 312-981-7200. We're doing the Accent Challenge here on 720 WGN, Season 2. And we got so many great people calling up. I think it's anyone's to win at this point, though.
I still think Tom. I mean, I'm just loving his Chicago.
So if you think you can beat Tom, this is your game. 312-981-7200. Let's go to Mark. Mark's standing by. Mark, welcome to the Chicago Accent Challenge. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So people say you have a Chicago accent?
Oh, yeah. My roommate from college used to, who was from New Jersey, used to take have a lot of fun telling me, hey, say the name of the largest city in Minnesota, and I always say Minneapolis, and shove it up here, and then something else.
That's good. Annapolis.
Minneapolis.
Yeah. Where are you from? Where are you living right now?
St. Donatus and Blue Island.
All right.
Oh, we got the South Side. The South Side's coming in now.
Yeah, this is Blue Island.
That ups the game.
Yeah, you're almost in the advanced class.
Yeah.
All right, Mark, welcome to Portillo's. May I take your order?
Yeah, give me a beef with hot and sweet dipped, a large fry, and a chocolate shake.
Oh, yeah, chocolate shake. He's eating more than anybody.
That's always a good
check mark.
Yeah, right.
That.
Okay, so that's the second question. How you get over by Ma's?
I go up the basement stairs and make a left into the living room, and I meet her in the kitchen.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
I love it. Okay.
This is Ma's basement.
And then I'll ask the question, what was the original name of the band that recorded the hits 25-6-4 Saturday night?
Chicago Transit Authority. Okay. They played my freshman homecoming in high school.
And we got a Chicago here. We got
Chicago.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's a good one for you, Mark. The Bears have a field goal. Their opponents have been shut out. Where are the squares?
Say that one again. I'm a little lost on that one. Right, the squares are 3-0.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got
there
it. You go.
There you go,
yeah,
buddy.
Oh, the 3-0. The squares. I didn't hear what you said. Yeah, 3-0.
All right. Good. All right. Mark, good stuff. Strong stuff.
Yeah.
Thanks for playing, man. That's good.
All right. Mark is right up there with Tom.
Yeah. Mark is good. That was good. I like that a lot. 312-981-7200. All right. Oh, we can keep going. I love it. And I love it, too, that we're getting some good representation here, both men and women. Peggy's up next.
All right.
Peggy, welcome to the Chicago Accent Challenge.
Hi, guys. Yeah, I needed to represent all the Chicago ladies out there.
Yeah, Peggy. Right.
Peggy, where are you from?
I'm a Northsider up in Ravenswood.
All right. Do you have a parish?
No, my mom was a Catholic school teacher, but I did not go to a Catholic school. I went to school in Northwest Indiana, actually.
Okay, all right. And so people say that you have a Chicago accent?
Yeah, when I travel out of the area, they do.
Yeah,
you can tell.
I can hear it.
All right, Peggy, so we'll start off with the same questions. Here we go. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Welcome to Portillo's. May I take your order?
Yeah, I got to go with the Chicago dog. Extra sport peppers on the side. Absolutely no ketchup. A fry and a Coke.
There you go. That's good. All right, strong. How you get over by Maz?
Mom's up in heaven over by Dare. Yeah.
Oh.
That's good. That's a good way to play that. Thank you for that.
Yep.
Somebody gave us directions to a cemetery once.
Yeah. That could be the
That's
way.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a line to say here, okay?
Okay.
Just repeat this. After they played softball in Ogden Park, they went to the Lou Malnati's on Cermak.
Nice. Oh, you want me to repeat it?
Yeah, I want you to repeat it.
Can you say it one more time,
After
please?
They played softball in Ogden Park, they went to the Lou Malnati's on Cermak.
After they played softball in Ogden Park, they went to the Lou Malnati's on Ogden?
On
I'm
Cermak.
I'm up here by the one on Lincoln.
They can go to the one on Lincoln.
You can go to one on Lincoln. That's closer. All right, good.
My favorite.
All right, my last question for you, which is a tough one, because I have a lot of respect for you. You're playing well here. What was the plot of the 1988 movie Running Scared?
Hmm.
Oh, man. I don't remember. Can I do the Dennis one?
yeah, sure.
Name us a famous Dennis.
Oh, I was going to say Dennis Savard because I'm a Blackhawks fan.
Two Savards.
Yeah.
I like that. All right. Yeah. We'll let you go on that one.
And then we got one more. How do you pronounce the name of our fair city by the lake?
Chicago.
Chicago. I love it. All right. Thanks, Peggy. Yeah. That was great.
You're welcome.
All right. Peggy was good, right?
Yes. Peggy was excellent. Peggy's a top contender.
All right. Let's do one more here before the break.
All right.
Let's bring in Lauren. Lauren, welcome to the Chicago Accent Challenge.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. So where are you from?
I live in Ukrainian Village.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. And that's where you've lived your whole life, or are you a transplant?
No. So we moved around a couple times when I was a kid. But then most recently, like the last 10 years of my childhood, I lived in Des Plaines.
There you go. Des Plaines. All right. Good to know. And do people say that you have a Chicago accent?
Yeah. So I went to Loyola for college, and I was a literacy tutor there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'd be working on pronunciation with people who were, like, non-native English speakers, and they'd always, like, try to pronounce things like me, and they'd be like, I can't say it like you.
All right, good. All right. Are you ready? We'll play it. We'll do a couple of questions for you. Lauren, welcome to Portillo's. May I take your order?
Yeah, sure. I will get a beef with hot jardinera, cheese fry, and a Coke.
Okay, nice. Good to know. Jardinera. There you go. Ted's writing this down.
Yeah.
Okay,
I don't know
second.
How to spell jardinera, but I'll try.
How you get over by Maz?
I take the Western bus to the Blue Line and get off at Rosemont, and my dad picks me up.
That's pretty good. All right. Are you ready for this one?
Sure.
All right. Name three things that used to be at Belmont and Clark.
Oh, gosh. Pumpkin donuts.
Okay, that's great. That's a good start.
the alley.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's say Hollywood Mirror.
Sure. Why not? Good job.
All right.
You would love this, Lauren, that we were up there for a story, and I was asking people on the street what the Target at Belmont and Clark used to be, and right. Nobody knew.
Right, and yet the LNL Tavern survived.
The LNL Tavern
survived. It's like the roach of gentrification or something.
Well, it's just amazing. It's amazing to me that there's... Anyway, great job. You did great. Thanks, Lauren.
Thank you.
All right. How about that? That was a good run.
Yeah.
People are interested. 312-981-7200. We'll take a break here, and then we'll come back, and we'll tally the winners. We still got room. I'm not sure that we have a definitive winner here.
I'm between Tom, Mark, and Peggy.
So you got three that has got Ted's attention, and to be honest, I mean, you can sneak in right here, get in right here, and if you think you have a better accent than those three that Ted just mentioned, 312-981-7200. It's the Chicago Accent Challenge here on 720 WGN. Stay with us. Just a quick update before we get to Vic Vaughn's news, which is coming up at the top of the hour. They are still waiting for results in the Iowa caucuses. This is interesting as I'm just looking at some of the TVs in the studio, that the breaking news right now, questions are mounting over the delay in the Iowa caucus results. Usually by now, the Iowa caucuses are wrapped up and you know who's the winner, but in this case, they are still waiting as there are some concerns about, I don't know, about counting the votes? Mm-hmm. Not enough people in the room? I don't know what it is. 312-981-7200. We'll keep you up to date on it.
Well, you know, as long as we're talking about that, have you ever been to Roots Pizza?
Yes, I have.
Quad City style pizza.
There you go.
Iowa style. So they put the sausage under the cheese.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how I feel about that being from Chicago.
Yeah.
312-981-7200. Ted McClellan is here. He's the author of How to Speak Midwestern. We are doing the Chicago Accent Challenge, the best accent based on the questions that we're asking. They're random, they're fun, they're quirky, but Ted has a formula. He's looking for consonants and vowels that are going to play into, and I'm just looking for fun.
It's not just what you say, it's how you say it.
It's not just how you say it. All right, let's go to the lines here. We'll get a couple more in before we wrap up. Let's go to Marge. Marge, welcome to Chicago Accent Challenge. You there?
I am.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Marge.
Marge, where are you from?
I'm from the south side of Chicago.
All right. Oh, we got airport. Chicago.
Chicago. What parish?
I am from St. Symphorosa Parish.
There you go.
Wow.
Southwest side.
And do people say, Marge, you have such a Chicago accent?
Oh, absolutely. All the time. I have relatives that live down south in Mississippi. And they make fun of us, like with our slang. They always say, they say you all, we say you guys.
Yeah.
You know, it's everything that we have. They say, you know, they say driveway, we say alley, you know.
Right. Exactly.
I've even heard yiz on the south side.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
Are you ready to play?
I am.
All right, Marge, you ready? Here we go.
Okay.
Welcome to Portillo's. May I take your order?
I would like a Polish, easy on the onions, and heavy on the mustard. I'd also like one of your chopped salads. And then also order a cheese fries.
There it is. Anything to drink?
Yes, I would love to have one of your chocolate shakes.
One a year. Yeah. I like it. All right, that's great, Marge. Marge, how you get over by Maz?
I'm getting over by Maz in my Chevy Suburban.
What streets do you take?
I'll take Archer Avenue down to Central to I-55, I-55 past Pulaski, all the way down to Lakeshore Drive, past McCormick Place, and Ma lives on the north side of Chicago.
Wow.
Close to Irving Park Road.
Wow, there you go.
Mixed family
nice
there.
Job,
North Siders and South Siders.
That was so descriptive. I was with you on that ride. That's great. All right, I'll ask you a question. What's the name of the tallest building in town?
That would be originally when I was growing up, we called it the Sears Tower, but now it's what? I don't know if it's Willis Tower. I'm not really sure, but I call it the Sears.
There you go.
Sears,
wow, Marge, you're winning. Yes. All right. And the all right, so we'll do one more question. Let's do I'm going to have you say this, okay? I ordered 3 Polish sausages from a hot dog stand at 111th and Throop.
I ordered 3 Polish sausages at a hot dog stand and 111th and Throop.
All right. Oh, but you said...
I know.
I screwed her up. Yeah, you let her astray.
Troop. I'm trying to get you to say Troop.
Yeah.
Oh, Troop. Oh, like the street Troop.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Troop.
Right.
There
yeah. You
okay.
There you
so you say Throop. Nobody even knows what you're talking about.
I know.
About.
I was trying to. Yeah. That's a hard one for me to read because I'm giving it away. But you're right. Marge, excellent work.
Yes.
Excellent work.
It's over by there.
There you go. Thanks for listening, Marge. That was great. She's so great.
I'm putting a star. Marge is definitely.
Yeah. Right.
At the top of the list.
All right.
So
Pat, we got one. Let's
go
one more.
One chance to beat Marge.
One chance to beat Marge. Pat, welcome to the Chicago Accent Challenge.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
All right. Hi, so do you live in Chicago?
In Edison Park.
All right. Okay.
St. Juliana Parish.
There it is.
Oh, I went right by there today.
There you go.
Right by there.
Right by there. I was over by there.
Over by there.
All right, Pat. Let's get into it. Do people say you got a Chicago accent?
They certainly do. I toured Italy back in the summer, and a bunch of North Americans, they all laughed at me, especially the Canadian.
Well, they should be laughing at you. They should be honoring you.
Exactly.
This is the best accent in the world.
My point.
Exactly. All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Here we go. I need some drums or something, or like a cool, Welcome to Portillo's. May I take your order?
Certainly. I'd like the beef and sausage combo, please. Extra gravy on the side, large cheese fry, and a cold, genuine draft, if you would, please.
There it is.
First fry, I just brought alcohol into this.
Yeah, right.
What kind of beer do you want?
That was a genuine draft.
Oh, genuine. Draft. Miller genuine.
There you go. Pat, how you get over by Maz?
I'm taking Harlem Avenue North, and I'm taking a right, left on Main Street, which is 8400 North, and 2 blocks down. Should be on the right side in Niles.
Oh, that's strong. That's strong. Yeah. The getting rid of the TH.
Yeah.
Always
North.
Strong.
North.
North. All right. And then I'll ask you this one, which is a tough one, and because it's going to be tough to beat Marge anyway. But I'll say, you got to sing one verse of Sweet Home Chicago without using the Sweet Home Chicago part.
What? Wow. Nobody's been challenged like that before.
You can do it.
I can do it. I'm trying to think. I can't sing the Sweet Home Chicago part, though.
That's it, right? You can't say that part.
That's the only part
that's
I remember.
That's the only part anyone knows, right? Here, I'll give you a hint. One is two.
Yeah.
Two and two is four. That's as far
one
as
and one is two. Two and two is four.
That's good.
Awesome, Pat. Good job. Good work.
Last question. How do you pronounce the name of our fair city by the lake?
It's only Chicago.
Yes.
Chicago. Good job, Pat. All right, 312-981-7200. That's going to do it for the Chicago Accent Challenge, our first one of season 2. Thanks to everyone for calling. I got to get a bunch of new questions. That was a lot of questions for one. I love it, though.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Ted McClellan, how does
Pete give
Midwestern?
It to Marge.
Marge is the winner. Marge, she gets it. She came in late. She heard the competition.
Accents, for her accent, for her charm, for being in a mixed family on the south side and the north side.
There you go.
She exemplifies what it means to be
a Chicago. She's got it all. Marge is the winner, the first one. She wins a prize tonight, and she qualifies for the grand prize tournament.
I would say, Tom and Pat, they would be welcome contestants.
At
the tournament.
There you go.
Yeah.
Ted McClellan is the he is the author of How to Speak Midwestern. You can also check him out at Chicago Magazine. Great writer. And we'll be here throughout the tournament on and off. We don't need to come down every Monday. But
okay.
Ted McClellan here. And thanks for playing Chicago Accent Challenge.